Hey, everybody. Big news out of Oakland? That's right. Something happening in Oakland might change the entire political environment as we know it. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show and do everything you possibly can. Again, email us, freedom@charliekirk.com and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. I want to first comment on the tragedy of Baltimore. It's terrible what's happening there. The whole thing is very strange. And we're going to find out more as things develop. It's very unclear, very murky. We don't want to jump to any conclusions. We're going to allow things to unfold. There's several people missing. Apparently, a major ship last evening struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Seven people are missing so far. And by striking the bridge, it was chartered by Maersk, a Danish shipping company, operated by a Singaporean charter vessel company, Synergy Energy. At 12:30 a.m., the ship left the Siegert Marine Terminal. 1 a.m., the container turned southeast towards the Francis Scott Key Bridge. At 1:26, the Dali, D-A-L-I, which is the name of the ship, collides with one of the bridge's supports. And at 1:30, officials race to find survivors in the water. That's all we really know. It collapsed 1.6 miles of bridge. A lot of people are speculating. They are saying that there's a lot more to the story. We don't know, but this is a big tragedy. We know that power went out on the ship multiple times, that power was going in and out. Makes you wonder what exactly is at play here. Very hard videos to watch. That is a beast of a bridge. I've driven across that bridge before, and you can see the power loss throughout. And as I mentioned, it's 1.6 miles of bridge. Okay, we're going to talk more about Baltimore as facts come to us and come to the popular surface. And it's a terrible thing. Okay, I want to talk about Oakland. You might say, what's going on in Oakland? Oakland is a broken city. Oakland used to be a somewhat passable urban area. Oakland is part of the Bay Area. It is, without a doubt, one of the most liberal corridors in America. Not far from there is Berkeley. Across the bridge, as we are talking about bridges, is San Francisco. To the south, you get San Jose, and if you cross another bridge, you can go to Palo Alto. Oakland is a perfect picture of what has gone wrong in this country. The average person would say, all I know about Oakland is the Oakland A's, which I think the A's have now moved to Vegas, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? Oakland has lost almost everything. They've lost I always loved the Oakland Athletics. I thought it was one of my favorite sports teams. They did their best to spend the least amount of money every single year. So what's going on in Oakland? Well, it is a major story that the media will significantly underreport. What's happening in Oakland is setting the table. It is largely predictive of the type of election we are going to see coming in November. This is potentially a seismic move. We have been very clear, and I encourage you guys to go back in the Charlie Kirk Show podcast archives and listen to the episode. We talk about how this election is going to be very similar to the 1992 presidential election. where it was George H.W. Bush versus Bill Clinton versus Ross Perot. Ross Perot did not win a single state, but he got 17 million votes. Might be 19 million. I'm doing this off the top of my head. A significant figure. And he impacted the election. Without Ross Perot, who knows what the results would have been? This election is shaping up in a very similar fashion. It is not Trump versus Biden. It is Trump versus Biden versus RFK versus Cornel West versus Jill Stein. Ross Perot received 19.7 million votes and 18.9%. Thank you, Ryan. So RFK has been hanging around that 16 to 17% figure for quite some time. RFK has been drawing votes from both Joe Biden and Donald Trump, but he has a decision to make. And the decision is you have to choose which camp you're going to try to steal more from. Which camp are you going to try and go after more when you are an independent candidate? Because you're trying to build a new coalition. And we've been curious to see what direction will RFK take, specifically when it comes down to the vice presidential selection. I cannot emphasize how enormous this is. This decision of what is now happening in Oakland, of all places, could determine the 2024 election and with it, the entire civilization. If RFK decided to turn more to the right, for example, selecting Aaron Rodgers, it could crush Trump. He was thinking of making Aaron Rodgers the one of the best NFL quarterbacks of all time and still the NFL quarterback for the New York Jets, his vice president. That's not going to happen. He was looking at Jesse Ventura. He's an independent-minded former governor of Minnesota, kind of a wild guy from Minnesota. That did not happen. Breaking any moment now, RFK is going to announce his next vice president, his vice president selection, who he thinks will be the VP of the country. And that's not going to happen. They're not going to win, but they could play spoiler. RFK is taking a sharp left turn. RFK is selecting a woman who is not a household name by the name of Nicole Shanahan. Who is Nicole Shanahan? Nicole Shanahan is your run-of-the-mill, divorcee, liberal, Bay Area activist. Nicole Shanahan, as described, is an American entrepreneur, attorney, political donor based in the San Francisco Bay Area. She is a major donor to people such as Pete Buttigieg. She co-hosted a fundraiser for Pete Buttigieg in December 2019, along with other Silicon Valley figures. As soon as Joe Biden became the nominee, she gave $25,000 to the Biden Victory Fund. She's a Joe Biden donor, but it gets better than that. Los Angeles crime has been out of control. The Soros-backed effort to try and get weak district attorneys has been well underway. There was a measure to try and recall George Gascon. George Gascon, who is largely responsible for the increase of crime in LA. She gave $150,000 to support the anti-police George Gascon in the midst of BLM. This is a radical left turn for RFK. RFK is now trying to win favor and friends with the fringiest levels of the Marxist contingent in the Democrat Party. She has given $2,800 to Democrats across the board. She is a doctrinaire Democrat. So RFK, who's trying to run as an independent, is telling you he wants to go all in on trying to win over Democrat voters. Now, you might say, but Charlie, don't understand the significance of this. Every day, I have people come up to me and say, Charlie, I can't vote for Trump. I'm voting RFK. And I say, well, tell me more. They say, I'm a Christian. I'm a conservative. Every single day. And the polling reflects this, by the way. This decision out of Oakland is a seismic, major decision that goes to show that RFK's strategy is to go left, not down the middle, is to try and run as a liberal. Nicole Shanahan is soon going to be a household name. And RFK might as well have just selected Rachel Maddow to run with him for president of the United States. Ideologically, RFK is not our friend. We're friendly with him. We respect him. He came on our program. But RFK is showing you the type of ticket he wants to present to the country. radical, fringe, anti-police, anti-rule of law. That's actually very good news for those of us that want to see Donald Trump win in November. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Now that we are launching into a general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a special offer, just in case you haven't made the switch yet. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need is to stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie and use offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which gives you incredible coverage without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message, just like we all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious liberty, sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. So get your free month of service today at patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Get a free month of service when you use offer code SPRING24. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Amazing folks. Check it out. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. If you've spent any time in the Bay Area, you know exactly the type of person that Nicole Shanahan is. Nicole Shanahan is very educated. She was married to Sergey Brin. So they got divorced. Got to imagine Sergey Brin gave her a couple $100 million. Sergey Brin, just so you know, is worth the exact number we could look up. I think he's worth like $100 billion or something like that. I mean, he's one of the wealthiest people on the planet. Is worth $120 billion as a co-founder of Google. So he probably gave Nicole Shanahan $1 billion. So she's very wealthy, very educated, and hyper-radical. She's kind of a techie, a futuristic person. Put her up, please. She's big into trying to put together technology and philanthropy to reshape the world. RFK is now heading to Oakland to announce Nicole Shanahan as his vice president. Nicole Shanahan is outspokenly pro-abortion, outspokenly pro-LGBTQ. This decision to put Nicole Shanahan on the ticket tells you a couple things. It tells you that RFK is far more concerned about Biden serving another term than Trump becoming president. That's number one. Number two, it shows that RFK is very bitter about where the Democrat Party is right now, and he is trying to go and cause a lot of noise and chaos and bedlam in the Democrat Party. And number three, it goes to show that RFK thinks that there is a 20, 30% of registered Democrats that are pro-abortion, that care deeply about, quote-unquote, women's rights, gay issues, that they will vote for Shanahan and Kennedy. Now, what is the path forward for RFK? He's not going to be president. I'll be surprised if he wins a single state. But RFK is probably playing this multiple years up. He's trying to make himself as a Democrat Party frontrunner in future years. Think about it. If Trump were to become president in 2024, it would trigger a real civil war in the Democrat Party that has been delayed and delayed and delayed through authoritarian type political tactics. If RFK were to win 15, 16, 17 million votes, which he is on pace to do right now, he wants to return the Democrat Party back to old traditional Democrat values. And this right here also closes the deal that if any Republican, if any conservative or any Christian votes for RFK and Shanahan, it is an indefensible position. Indefensible position. You might like RFK on COVID and on Fauci. This is him waving in your face that he cares about the left-wing credentials. He wants to still have an entry point into left-wing high society. And Nicole Shanahan is going to now open up her entire donor network because she has hosted fundraisers for Pete Buttigieg. She didn't just give money to Pete Buttigieg. She co-hosted a fundraiser for that gay robot who calls himself the Department of Transportation head. She co-hosted fundraisers. And that's who RFK wants to bring into the inner circle. This is terrific news for those of us that want to see Donald Trump consolidate the center right of this country. And you do not have to get 50%. When you have a strong third-party candidate like RFK, when you have Cornel West, when you have Jill Stein, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are going to be competing of who can get to 42 or 43%. That's why these polls show, oh, Trump v. Biden. Do not look at a single poll that is Trump v. Biden. It has to be Trump v. Biden v. RFK v. Stein v. Cornel West. And it is so hard to map it out even beyond that. Because then you have turnout numbers. You have ballot chasing. You have voter registration. This is excellent news for those of us that want to see the country get back to its constitutional republic footing. So RFK is going to make this announcement in Oakland. And MSNBC is already losing it. Yesterday, MSNBC had this segment on Morning Joe of somebody who said, oh my goodness, I'm very worried that in order to protect our democracy, we have to get RFK out of the picture. So let me get this straight. In order to protect our democracy, we need less options on the ballot? No, in order to protect your oligarchy, not protect our democracy. Nicole Shanahan, who very well might be Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, pick your Democrat. RFK is not running as an independent. He's running as a Democrat. There are two Democrats in the race now. Hey, this is Charlie Kirk, and I know a lot of you have been suffering under the Biden economy. Recently, school loan payments have been reinstated, and for many, it's adding thousands to their monthly expenses. My friends, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian, they're amazing. They really helped me through a tough situation recently. They've been excellent. They're ethical. They're just really great people. They're followers of Jesus Christ, and our worldviews are the same. I love them. And so please go to andrewandtodd.com. Interest rates are coming down, and they may be able to lower your overall payment. In fact, one of our team members said, Charlie, is it time to me to own a home? I sat down, I went through the numbers, I said, get in the owner game. Honestly, enough renting. You are burning your money renting. It might be a little bit more to own, but you're building equity. That's money you'll have for the rest of your life. Perhaps a reverse mortgage is a perfect solution. It's about expertise you could trust in times like this. I can't tell you how helpful they've been for me personally. They've just been excellent. Andrew and Todd, I'm honored to call them friends. We hang out when I go to Orange County together. They're really great. So say, Charlie sent me 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. They helped me through a mortgage situation recently that was super complex and moving pieces, and it was really, really tough. And other banks, by the way, wanted nothing to do with it, and they crushed it for me. 10 out of 10. AndrewandTodd.com. So check it out right now. AndrewandTodd.com. Okay, I want to get to this story here. Very important. They try to take Donald Trump out. They try to take his cash away. They try to take his business assets away. Yesterday, there was breaking news that the bond went down to $175 million. They tried to kneecap him. You know who deserves a lot of credit? Devin Nunes. Devin Nunes might have pulled off one of the most remarkable business wins in the modern era. Many of you use Truth Social. Truth Social is great. We use that as well. Truth Social is a mobile technology, a competitor to Twitter, competitor to all the other social media applications. And Truth Social decided out of the gate to do what is called a SPAC, a special purpose acquisition company. Now, without getting too deep into the financial, you know, wonkery of this, a special purpose acquisition company is essentially give us a bunch of money and it's like a shell, and then we're going to merge into a publicly traded vehicle at a later date. Now, typically this is done with a pipe. So you raise more money that allows you to go public through a pipe. They decided not to do this. A year ago, Truth Social, through DWAC, D-W-A-C, Digital World Acquisition Company, they were bogged down with investigations, lawsuits, leaks. Last summer, there were some people that were indicted that were affiliated with DWAC. It looked dead on the operating table. Dead. That there was no hopes of life. DWAC was trading at barely above redemption. It was right near $17, $18 a share. A SPAC goes public, quote unquote, at $10 a share. So redemption is just the cash in the bank. Most SPACs, by the way, end up below redemption by the time they go public. So the SPAC was above redemption at $17 or $18 a share. Donald Trump starts doing better politically, and the SPAC starts going up. But Devin Nunes deserves remarkable credit here. He fought the regulators, got lawyers involved, threatened lawsuits, got shareholders involved. The media did everything they could because the smart people in the media, they knew that if they were able to de-SPAC, so detach from the special purpose acquisition company and actually get on the private, the public market and be listed, not as a SPAC, but as a verified company, that this would provide a lifeline for the former president. And Devin Nunes, below the radar, he didn't do a lot of media, but he worked and he worked. He's CEO of Truth Social, CEO of DWAC. And today, and it is breaking news across the board, today, despite everything the government threw at Truth Social, despite everything that the government threw at DWAC, ticker symbol DJT is now being traded on the open markets. Now, I do not own a share of this, and I'm not telling you that you should own a share. This share is very, very speculative. I have to tell you right now, okay? Do not look at this as a price-to-earning ratio. Instead, this stock is effectively a publicly traded GoFundMe account of a way that millions of people can voice their support for Donald Trump, a way that you could feel you have some skin in the game. From that perspective, it is brilliant what President Trump is doing. In fact, there is so much volume right now for ticker symbol DJT that in my online Schwab account where I do some trading, I got an alert while I was on air. Out of nowhere, they said trading suspended for DJT because there is such a volume for trade, because I put it on my watch list. I was curious. The SEC had to pause trading right now on ticker symbol DJT. Now, what are the economics behind it? It's very simple. They own Truth Social. But it's more than that. This is one of the few things that is getting more value, yet valuable, not because of the inherent fundamentals, but because people are looking at a way, looking for a way to get behind Donald Trump. Ticker symbol DJT is up 38% in early trading today. 38% trading near $70 a share. Can you guys look at what the market cap is for that? I think that market cap is near $9 billion. Trump businesses are basically just Trump marketing himself. Anti-fragile, it seems. Now, what is amazing is that you might say, oh, this doesn't have any value. It actually does have value as long as people believe it has value. As long as people hold the stock and they don't dump the stock. As long as people believe that Donald Trump has a future in, let's just say, in politics or in the market, this thing could hold value. Now, mind you, it is at $70 a share, and it still has not populated on TD Ameritrade. I don't think it's yet populated in Interactive Brokers. I don't think it's populated on Ameritrade. You might say, what do you mean not populated? Sometimes it takes a day or two for new stocks to list on an IPO on some of these. Now, it's on Robinhood. Can you find out what the market cap is? My guess is the market cap is $8 or $9 billion. And Donald Trump owns 90% of it. This right here, Robinhood says that it's at $17 billion right now. Okay, that would be, so Donald Trump owns 90% of that. So that means that Donald Trump's net worth has gone up by $14 billion today, if I'm looking at this correctly. These numbers are all over the place. It probably is closer to $10 billion, but once these numbers settle. They thought they could kneecap him. And in reality, they're making him more money than ever before. Again, I don't own a share of this. I'm not recommending you guys to own share. I don't do investment advice. I'm not telling you, go buy that stock, go do that. We don't do any of this. Don't do any of that on this program. Instead, this plays more and more into my belief and my argument that Donald Trump is a symbol. Donald Trump is a symbol and a vessel for the last chance for a restoration of this beautiful country. And people are looking for any potential way to support him. Buy his book, buy the hat, attend a rally, and not just support him, but support what he stands for, most importantly. Support his core beliefs. and support him against all of these enemies that are trying to take him out. Invest in America via Trump. So people say, yeah, I'll buy ticker symbol DJT. And I guarantee you, we could look at this. What is the volume on that? What is the volume on the 33.4 million? That's all you need to know. So the volume on the stock shows how much retail activity is occurring. So typically, is that the float or is that the volume? So the volume will tell you, thank you, it's the volume. Basically, how many shares are being traded. That means that a lot of small $50, $100, $30 investors are buying stock. This is not big institutions that are coming in. Goldman Sachs did not just call the desk at 30 Wall Street and say, hey, I want to go buy a million shares of DJT. This is a populist stock surge is what you're seeing here. This is a bottom-up, grassroots, decentralized success story. And this is just another, hopefully, reminder for all the oligarchs, you can keep on trying to put us down. You could keep on trying to demoralize us. We're going to find other ways to reconstitute. The left is very upset. The left is saying, wait a second, you go on Monday morning, you wake up, and these savages, these hyenas, think they're going to eat off of the carcass of Donald Trump's business empire. And midday Tuesday, Donald Trump is billions of dollars richer. To give an idea, Google has still not populated the stock. They're basically censoring it. The big tech companies, if you type in DJT stock, by the way, to Google stock, it will not pop. The Dow Jones Transportation Average will come up. No, that's not what we're looking for. This is soaring on word of mouth. This is soaring on like penny stock blogs. Did the Lawfare misfire and make Trump wealthier? Did all of the persecution that they have thrown at him actually make him stronger? Now, I just want to make sure you all know that if you buy a stock can go down. People are saying this is a pump and dump. Invest with caution and talk to somebody who is certified. We don't do investment advice here. I'm not even looking at it. Only invest what you can lose 100% of, especially on stocks on the day of the IPO. IPO is usually it's a variable day. But I'm not doing this from an investment perspective. 33.4 million shares in the first couple hours of volume, shares sold and purchased. This is a statement. This is a statement that this movement will not be silenced, will not be intimidated, and that Donald Trump is a symbol, literally a symbol that people will invest in, a symbol that people will put their hard-earned cash behind, a symbol that America is not done, that our best days still might be ahead. Ticker symbol DJT. 2024 is pretty awesome. All right, people are asking us, Charlie, how do I buy the stock? I am not promoting buying it, for the record. In fact, I think some people are going to lose money on this because it is a typical pump and dump situation where it goes up and it's going to go down. I'm simply marveling in the anti-fragility of President Trump, his movement, and the support he continues to enjoy from those of us that have disgust for people like Letitia James and Alvin Bragg. This is a way for us to voice support. If you want to go purchase a share of DJT as a way to voice support and to say, we want to help you out, then that is a great way to do it. Did Nancy Pelosi buy DJT? Play cut 45.
And I have no idea how they made all that money. I have no clue at all how Nancy Pelosi is just so rich, or how her stock picks are like way better than Warren Buffett's. Like, how does that happen? Yeah. But does anyone ever talk about that internally, like on the Hill?
No, because most of them benefit from it.
That's what makes this one of the most delicious stories, is that Donald Trump is now benefiting from the same game that so many of these oligarchs have made billions off of. Now, some people legitimately make money off the stock market. Some people engage in immoral insider trading, hedge fund activity, where they make money if the stock goes up or goes down, and they're dealing simply on volume, lines of credit, and OPM, other people's money. And they thought they could ice Donald Trump out of this game. They thought they could ice you out of the game. And in reality, he's wealthier than he has been in the last couple of years. They were licking the chops, these hyenas, as I call them, ready to go eat the carcass of Donald Trump's golf course. And this is just another example that we have a lot more fight, a lot more resolve, far more resolute than the bad guys would ever realize. This is a bad day for the Democrats. There's no spin. Let's talk about it. This is a bad week for Democrats. Number one, Donald Trump does not have his assets taken away, and the bond became far more manageable. $175 million, still insane, far more manageable. Number two, Donald Trump got $5 billion richer. Number three, RFK is in Oakland announcing a far left-wing divorcee of Sergey Brin to become his vice president. RFK showing us that he's going to the left and building a coalition around high society, college-educated elites, primarily liberal women. Bad, bad week for the Democrats. Donald Trump got richer. Donald Trump did not have his stuff taken away from him. And not to mention, this surge of the stock is another real data point that this movement is willing to back this man. Again, this is not the big institutions that are doing purchase orders. I want to buy a million shares. Now, I don't want to get too high on our own supply. I'm not saying, oh, we're going to win for sure in November. We have a lot of concerns. We're going to go through those. But do not underestimate this RFK news. You have a candidate that's going to pull 15 to 16 to 17%, maybe even 20% in certain states, like Arizona. If he is now signaling that he wants to go left, not right, or even down the middle, that is fantastic news. It is terrific. And as Rush said, we don't give up. I travel the country, and I'm so inspired by so many of you. And I'm going to Lubbock, Texas tomorrow. Hope to see you guys there. Going to Lawrence, Kansas next week. How many of you are upstart entrepreneurs trying to solve problems in your local community or solve problems in the country? It's exactly what Rush Limbaugh said. It's exactly. People are working on this, figuring out. Do not underestimate the resolve, the patriotism, the creativity, the entrepreneurship of the American people. Do not underestimate. Who would have thought a year ago that Devin Nunes would be able to bring this thing all the way through to completion to public markets? A year ago, the bad guys thought Donald Trump would be poor, convicted, unpopular, and Biden would be gliding to re-election. They had a plan to take all of his stuff, to impoverish him, to block the Truth Social deal. Now Donald Trump is wealthier. He's more popular. Yeah, he's still got criminal stuff in front of him, but nobody takes the Fannie Willis thing seriously. Jack Smith is getting delayed into oblivion by Shutkin and many other judges. We got this Alvin Bragg thing, which is a minor annoyance. No. Things are not going according to the plan to these other guys. Meanwhile, they got RFK going far to the left. There's a lot of time left on the clock. There's a lot of fight left in the American patriot. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.